we're going to move into our one-minute one-shot, where one of us is going to be taking on the role of the DM and create a simple obstacle that we have to solve. For this month, we have Zach. Take it away.
Here we go. This one might not be so simple. I've left a lot of blank space for you guys to fill in. I think that'll be both challenging and fun. And this one is for Kristen. So here we go. You have a patron, a wealthy member of the nobility who has mentored you and supported your adventuring forays for years. They have in their possession a magical flower imbued with the power of the sun, which is kept in a solarium on the estate and guarded night and day. The petals of this flower are used in a medicine that wards off your patron's terminal illness. The problem: a local thieves guild has got word of this flower's existence and has kidnapped your party as hostages. The terms of the release are the delivery of the sunflower in 3 days. So, do you steal the patron's flower? And if so, how? Or do you sneak into the Thieves Guild and free your party? And if so, how?
Okay. All right.
So, clarifying question.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of those. Hit it.
Is my patron a giant, like, beast-like person?
No.
Okay, so this isn't Beauty and the Beast.
No.
Okay, never mind. Then.
Would it be an older woman that is pretending to be my mother?
Possibly.
All right.
That was closer to the reference I was going for, yeah.
All right, well, let's see. You know, I think what I would start off doing would be getting the sunflower, bringing it to the Thieves Guild without the patron knowing,
okay,
and then seeing what kind of antics I can get into once the party is saved.
Okay.
I think that's what I would go with. That's my start off plan. And
okay.
I know there's no like specific things that we would do, but
you got an angle. Okay.
That would be my angle.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I've got an idea. Hold on. I just have to check some rules things very fast.
For sure. Take your time. Give it some thought. I know this is a very broad question, so what's up, John?
I already gave my answer. Another answer, but...
You really kind of gave a non-answer, so if you want to fill it in with some details,
sweet,
you're more than
right.
Welcome to.
I will
okay.
in a sec.
Okay, I got it. So,
okay, hit me.
I'm a sorcerer.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to show up to the Thieves Guild with a little... I'm imagining kind of like a glass, like kind of... domed, you know, some like a thing,
yeah,
basically to protect it, but it's clear so that way they can see
Beauty and the Beast style, like glass.
Exactly. Work. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I bring that to the Thieves Guild, and I say, okay, I'm gonna set flower down here. You're going to walk my, you know, my friends over to me. I'm gonna slide the flower over to you, and we'll be good. So then we do that, but unbeknownst to them, it's been a minor illusion this entire time.
Okay.
I free my party mates, and then we just slaughter everybody.
Just go nuts. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Did you mention what level we are?
I did not.
Okay. Because basically, if you didn't, I'm going to give myself a nice high level. What's a really good sorcerer spell I can cast at a high level and just smoke everybody all at one time?
Fireball is
yeah,
always the answer.
Sure, yeah.
Fireball's,
I mean, yeah,
good.
We'll just fireball. Yeah, just everybody. So yeah, that's my move.
And thus the gang war started.
Mm-hmm.
And ended.
There's a lot
one.
Of snapping and dancing too.
Question for... I have this idea I'm tinkering in my head. When
Ron,
you wild shape,
yeah,
what happens to the things that are on your person?
They morph into you.
I believe they stay on your person.
Yeah, that's what I figured. So here's the idea. Being a...
this is an angle.
Here's what I do. So being a decently high, not like super high level, under 10.
Okay.
Under 10 for
okay.
sure.
I appreciate the restraint.
I don't know what I would need to be just offhand to do this, but I'd be at least a couple levels in Druid, probably to do Moon Druid, so I have more benefits for wild shaping. And oh shoot, I'd be 8th level Druid. and it's because I need to be able to fly. I don't know where the Thieves Guild is, if it's in the sewers, if it's above ground in a warehouse. Wherever it is, it doesn't matter too much. I'm going to make sure I have a couple levels in Artificer as well, so I can have a bag of holding. And then I'm also going
to
be...
There are other ways of getting a bag of holding.
No, that's what I mean, sure, but for rules-wise, and not have to have any other flexibility of magic
items. That makes
items
you feel better, sure.
Yeah, anyways. So we'll say I have a bag of holding, so it morphs into me. And I will transform myself into like a little fly. And I will fly into the little prison. I'll find where we need to go. I'll wait till the coast is clear. I'll morph out. I'll have everybody kind of try to squeeze into the bag of holding by cat. I'm sure enlarge reduce is probably a druid spell. I imagine it is.
I don't think it is.
Well, in that case, I'm
is
sure.
It an artificer spell?
I'm sure I could get it through somebody. It's a artificer spell. So, and it's a second level. So there we go. I'll have that, and I'll cast reduce on my party members, shove them into the bag of holding, and
oh
then,
no, druids do have it. Okay. I was wrong. Right.
Oh yeah, my look bad. At that. It's optional variant class. Yeah, so. I'm going to enlarge, reduce them, put them into the bag of holding, druid shape back into a fly, fly out of there. You can breathe in the bag of holding. There is air in there for a limited amount of time. And if anything else, they could just hold their breath because you can hold your breath for fucking ever in D&D and
yeah,
get them
seriously.
Out. So that's my plan. That was really long rambling. Wild shape in, wild shape out, rescue party.
Gotcha. Okay. John, you want to amend or give some further detail
so, yeah.
to your plan?
since I was going to do druid and then druid craft a flower that looks exactly like the same one, but
not a bad idea.
Since he already went with druid, I know, and I can't find it right now, but I do know that there is a spell that the wizard gets that you can fake you could fake like what an actual item is. So like if somebody casts identify on it, they would they wouldn't be able to tell that it's fake. Because it was casted on, well, I'm not gonna do any spoilers for Rise of Tiamat, but it was casted on a specific item that even through identify wouldn't be able to tell
shit.
If it is or not a specific item. But I can't find the specific
spell. Well, I believe it's a thing
spell.
To do.
I'm pretty sure. And I just don't want to... Or I would just cast Mass Suggestion on every single person that I meet up with and just say, hey, give me my party. And then just have them do that. I don't know.
Just hope for the best. So I will be a third level wizard and just happen to have a bag of holding. Because it could be capable at third level. My idea. And I just won't be a fly. I'll just be something that, like a small ant that can quickly get in and out. It'll take a little bit of time, but I have hours to kill. And I imagine they have at least a few hours of breathing. At least an hour.
Or you could just be an artificer and create an item that does pretty much the same thing.
Yeah, basically. That's how it works.
Be like, here, just take this, you assholes. Give me my
party
back.
Yeah, but I don't want to help. I don't want to help the Thieves Guild. No,
I mean... You don't know why they need it. What if they're trying to bring it to families that need it, Ryan? What,
yeah.
You're just assuming?
Right, because they're not going to profit off of it. They're a thieves guild, Johnny.
What if they're a nice thieves guild?
They always have an angle.
Yeah, maybe they're a charitable organization. You don't know.
What if their motto is love and caring for everybody?
Rob from the rich, give to the poor?
As a matter of fact, it is now.
Now it is. Yeah. Now who looks like an idiot, Ryan?
In his solution, it is. Any other further details, Johnny, or is that the end of your plan?
I'm still looking for the fucking thing. I don't know what this name is.
Oh my god.
But
fake
yeah, we'll
fan
just say
over
that.
Here.
I'll just go with my artificer level thing. I'll just say, hey, this item does the exact same thing. Here you go. I don't know.
So wait, is it a fake recreation or is it actually a recreation that does the proper
like, metallic property. Recreation. I make it out of
but it does
metal
do, like,
and
it does
and
have
magic.
The medicinal properties or does
sure yeah why not
non-detection
yeah.
non-detection is what you're thinking
non-detection There you go.
Ah, with the clutch information.
There we go.
For the duration, you hide a target that you can touch from divination magic. The target can be a willing creature, or a place, or an object no larger than 10 feet in any dimension. The target can't be targeted by any divination magic or perceived through magical scrying sensors. I think it would apply to that as well.
You know what I think it is? I think it was a spell that was in... what is it called? Acquisitions Incorporated. I swear to God they have something that actually does that. Like, it's like modify worth or something like that, mm-hmm. and you can like change it to look like something. Anyways,
I mean,
regardless.
Yeah, there is. It is.
Podcast.
Yeah.
I love those guys.
But regardless, anyways, I would just say that with everything being said and done,
which one
artificer
are you going
that
with?
Makes, I'll make like a refilling metal... health potion or whatever that does whatever the fuck.
Sure. Cool. Okay. So let's. All right. Let's start with Daniel. So Daniel.
Yes.
You're gonna do minor illusion.
Correct.
With fireball prepped. Yeah. So you want to give me a d20 for your general degree of success? So yeah,
absolutely, I do.
Always.
Roll. Let's roll 16.
Ooh, 16. Man, they're thrilled. They're like, hell yeah, this thing went off without a hitch. We love this. They grab their flower. They're off.
Idiots.
Move off to their cave. God. They leave your,
That was so easy.
Leave your party on the floor. You're not a smart thieves guild. Really not.
Smart enough to take our entire party, though.
Yeah, right. Well, they're good at the stealing, not the negotiating. I do want to mention also, I'm very proud of you good boys. Nobody betrayed their patron. It was very nice of you.
Or their party.
I'm very proud of you guys.
Or the party.
In that respect. Yeah, or the party. Yeah. Proud of you guys. Ryan.
I go and enlist.
I got a 2. I got a 2 on probably my stealth roll.
You got a 2? Oh, I was really hoping your fail. Because, it works pretty well. You sneak in, no one notices you. You come in, grab everybody. I swear to God, I've tried to hide people in a bag of holding, and Johnny said no. So I have a lot of contention with that. But you load everybody up, morph into your little ant. You're crawling along the front and promptly get stepped on.
Yeah, wait, if you go into a bag of holding, don't you suffocate? Didn't we determine there's no air?
That's what I'm saying. I swear.
There's a certain amount of air, but I think,
I swear I've tried this.
He rules it as there isn't, which is fine.
But. You know what I would... There is a certain amount of air.
All right, well, we'll allow it for this situation.
But what I think would be hilarious is that certain amount of air, you miscalculate, and then they run out. You're like, each of them have 2 minutes that they can... And then they run out of air and just open up the bag of holding.
We'll tell you what.
Well, listen, because he doesn't make it that far, because he loads everybody up, walks out, and promptly gets stepped on.
Rough. And then I get shifted back to big, yeah. So here's... Good do Johnny's, and I have an alternate solution.
Well, let's do Johnny. Johnny, give me a roll. Persuasion check, I guess it would be. Here, take
I also
spot.
Got a 2.
God,
wrecked.
Listen, they're not having this metal flower shit. They don't like. They're like a vegan sort of thieves guild. They're all about nature, and they don't like this stuff. So we want the flower. We're taking one of your party members as a punishment. They kill them on site.
Damn.
Try again. All right.
Well,
I guess.
A mass suggestion, I guess.
Yeah. All right. Give me a d20.
Natural 1. I'll just end it there. I'm dead.
All right. Yeah. They're just going to kill it. They're swarming.
I'm done.
They're just going to
go
kill
get
you.
It. Just go get it.
We'll do this ourselves. Why wasting time?
Yeah. Ryan, what do you
Ryan,
got?
You want to try again? Got a better idea?
Yeah. So my alternate solution. Is, I'm still a druid. I'm a higher level druid, though. Same kind of idea, sneak in as a wild shape right away. Then I plate my magic staff, and I just plant it into the ground, and it's a staff of what staff is it that can make
it? Staff of the Adder, I believe?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. So I'll do that, and I'll, no, it's not that staff.
Oh, you talk about the tree staff?
But it's there. There's a staff that you can place it down. You can basically just plant a tree.
Yeah.
And then I'll cast, and get my party out by doing the druid spell that allows you to go through a tree to another tree that you've seen
Or is it Staff of the Woodlands? That's what
is it Staff of the Woodlands? Okay.
Yeah, it's that one.
Yeah, so do that.
I really I can't see any way that wouldn't work. So yeah, I'm just gonna give that to you. Good job.
Yeah. That was a shout out to our Riser Tiamat. We did this. To bypass a city gate. To get into a secure fortress. We had the druid.
It was incredible. I had planned out this entire dwarven fortress. I was like, this level's gonna have this many, this level's gonna have this many, and if they even show their faces, the ballistas are gonna shoot at them, and then they have an entire alarm system that they could do. And then the druid was like, what if I just like fly in there, put my tree down, and then just like yeet us all in there? And I was like,
yeah, it works.
Okay. there goes all that work, but cool, that works.
Mm-hmm.
So now later, there's going to be just a mysterious
dwarven
fortress that you guys have to get in for Curse of Strahd or something.
No,
I'll just use it then.
We'll do the same thing, kind
exactly.
of.
All
not
that work
as much,
won't
be
wasted. Because
it'll be a lot less levels.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on your varying degrees of success, and proud
Thank
of you,
you
boys for your
Thank
at least
you.
Your good morals throughout.
There you go.